While people in southern Maine are starting to think about mowing the lawn, a cold, wintry spring season persists in Aroostook County. A group of residents close to the Canadian border is taking advantage of those conditions this weekend in an effort to break a world record. Robbie Feinberg has more.
Madawaska resident Mike Sear chips away at a giant block of ice on a blustery day on Long Lake, one of the northernmost points in Aroostook County.
Should be able to break through the ice. It's about 6 inches deep.
Sear works by day as a surveyor, but has spent a lot of time on this lake. He says he's here a lot.
A weekly and monthly event, and come here and have a little fun. And it just, it's beautiful.
Sear says that winter brings out a small community of longtime residents who fish and snowmobile on the lake. But last year, one local resident wanted to try something different, to design a frozen contraption called an ice carousel. In this video recorded at the time, Sear marvels at the large turning disc of ice propelled by a boat motor.
We are on the merry-go-round.
To craft the carousel, dozens of residents used chainsaws and surveying equipment to carve out a large frozen disc from Long Lake. They create a circular trench of about 10 inches, then make a hole near the edge of the disc and insert a boat motor to propel the 200-foot carousel and make it rotate.
You know, you have to think back to your childhood when the merry-go-round was probably the funnest thing at the play park. You'd get on the merry-go-round, and the guy who could run the fastest would turn it as fast as he could, and then everybody'd jump on till you get all dizzy. And once it gets into your blood, it's like, hey, you just got to see it through, and we have to be successful. And
ice carousels may not be well known in the United States, but they're growing in popularity in many Nordic countries. Finland even hosted the first ice carousel world championships in February, with 10 teams competing for cash prizes. Building on last year's ice carousel initiative, Sear wondered if the community near St. Agathe could take the project to the next level. So he wrote a letter to Guinness asking about a possible world record attempt.
And they sent me back a letter around midsummer stating that this was not a thing that they would sanction and verify. And there were certain inherent dangers possibly to the thing. So they said they weren't interested in sanctioning it. However, they did say it was interesting. We're going to keep it on our file and maybe someday we'll consider it.
But that was enough for the small crew in northern Maine to keep going this winter. The current unofficial world record for an ice carousel is 122 meters across, about 400 feet. Sear and company are trying to best that by about 30 feet. And over the past few months, they've carefully measured out a large perimeter on the lake, then drilled more than 1,300 holes deep into the ice.
So as you can see, you can look all around, and this circle continues all the way around for the full perimeter. And it's just a massive, massive undertaking. It almost rivals the pyramids, probably, for a modern-day comparison.
A couple weeks ago, the crew went for the record. They managed to dislodge the giant disc from the lake. But by the end of the day, the temperature dipped well into the negatives, too cold for chainsaws and motors to operate. They abandoned the effort, but they'll try again this weekend. Sear estimates that roughly 100 residents will come out with their chainsaws, augers, and motors for world record attempt number 2. And even though the temperatures are warming up, Sear says he's not concerned about the ice getting too thin.
Every year, regardless of the weather downstate, they'll be mowing their lawns in Portland, and we're riding snowmobile around the 33-mile perimeter of this lake. It's great.
And even if they can't set the record, Sear says that's okay. He says the effort has brought a lot of publicity, which has helped to raise thousands of dollars for local causes. And he says the ice carousel has created a sense of common purpose among the residents in a way that hasn't happened in a long time. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Robbie Feinberg.